With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, that suspect in last weekend's incident in Washington will remain behind bars. Lisa Dwyer has more on the story.
A man accused of trying to storm the White House Correspondents Association dinner with guns and knives and attempting to kill President Donald Trump has agreed to remain jailed. Cole Thomas Allen did not enter a plea during his brief appearance before a judge in Washington, D.C., but the defense left the door open to possibly pressing for Allen's release before trial in the future. Prosecutors say Allen planned his attack for weeks and tracked Trump's movements online. He faces up to life in prison if convicted on the assassination count alone. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says he may sound defiant, but negotiations in Iran still underway.
Iran is proving to be very stubborn. The talks seem like they are stalled. Are you getting antsy to break the ceasefire?
Well, I mean, I don't know what stubborn is because really nobody knows what the talks are except myself and a couple of other people. They want to make a deal badly.
The House has sent a bill to the Senate that would extend a U.S. surveillance program.
The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act allows the CIA, the FBI, and other agencies to collect and analyze communications from foreign targets without a warrant. But in doing so, they can incidentally sweep up communications involving Americans. And many lawmakers find that unacceptable. But the House has now passed a bill that would extend the law's authorization for another 3 years, adding new oversight measures. Those include monthly reviews of FBI searches involving Americans, potential criminal penalties for misuse, and a government audit of targeting practices. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Assisted suicide has been put on hold in the United Kingdom. Michael Harrington explains.
The House of Lords has failed to pass legislation that would allow people in England and Wales to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. Supporters of the measure are vowing to bring it back to the floor sometime this summer, but the procedural process will be tricky. There is strong opposition to the bill in the public and amongst pro-life advocates who point out other European countries that have legalized the practice have seen a surge in suicide. Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration launching a probe of the New York City Department of Education over accusations of anti-Semitism. The department has received reports a group of teachers and staff organized a series of seminars focusing on Zionism and resistance. Now, the seminars apparently urged teachers to indoctrinate children as young as five with pro-Palestinian beliefs. This is SRN News. People wrongfully imprisoned and then exonerated, sometimes after spending decades behind bars, face yet more challenges finding jobs and rebuilding their lives after their release. Here's Rich Thomason.
Advocates say exonerees lack work history, viable skills, training, and references when seeking work. Those cleared of wrongdoing say they also face bias and stigma. National nonprofits and local groups are working to provide employment opportunities and other help for exonerees. The National Registry of Exonerations reports that more than 3,800 people have been exonerated in the U.S. since 1989. Rich Thomason reporting.
Two men were executed across the nation on Thursday, a Texas man and another in Florida. Both died by lethal injection. More details at srnnews.com.